Wow, Dare to Be You and Color Outside the Lines. Those two lines from that song really describe who we are and what we're about. And I'm so grateful you've checked in on us today. We are a community in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Midtown area. And we are also a community that's all over the world. We have folks on the call today from Australia. We have folks on the call I'm in Mexico. We have people from all over. It is wonderful to so many people from all around the world are interested in what we're talking about. We're talking about change today. So if you're interested in change, if you've had challenges with change, if you've had any kind of holdup with change, anything that's bothered you or gotten in your way, this is the talk for you. This is the day for you. Listen carefully and pay attention, because we'll be offering some things towards the end that will be about how you can promote that change and grow in that change as you move forward. We are a community of people who are from all walks of life, from all kinds of ethnic groups and minority groups and minority groups. We are a group of people who value and honor this whole business of the nature of life being that which is wanting to express itself as each of us. So we cannot help but honor each person for the life that they have and the life that they share and the life that they give. So we honor all people. We honor all folks who may not honor themselves yet even, but that's what we're about. We're teaching and we're doing a great deal of work around the idea of learning to love yourself and learning to love other people. That's a big part of what my work is about in this teaching. So if you have stumbled into this morning, I hope you'll stick around and hear more. The really powerful part is that coming up now, we're going to share a little about what we believe. We are a oneness teaching, and we believe in unity and oneness. We believe that there's only one power, not two. That life is unfolding in that way, and we are all discovering more and more and more of who we are as part of that one. So this is our Declaration of Principle. You'll find it on the screen, and here we go. I believe in one God, one absolute power, and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. Each week we have someone share with us who is, we call a practitioner. Practitioners are folks who have been trained in the science of mind in these teachings and have demonstrated the ability to help themselves to grow personally and spiritually, and also the ability to share with others their knowledge and their expertise. Today, we have one of our lead practitioners who is going to share with us some ideas, some readings, and possibly, definitely a spiritual mind treatment. So straight back from Louisiana, I give you the wonderful Doug Moody. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Rob, and good morning, CSL Midtown and friends joining us from afar in this celebration of life. I'm Doug Moody, one of the co-leading practitioners of our center with my awesome sidekick, Judy Ailey. I'm very grateful to be here with you this morning. I was very intrigued with the topic for today's talk, the winds of change. Change is a constant in our universe and lives. And without it, if you think about it, we probably wouldn't grow all that much. Change is all around us constantly. Look outside. What's going on right now here in Atlanta? It's spring. One of our favorite seasons, you know, the trees, the woods, everything is getting green. The garden in my backyard with a lot of perennials, just waking up from its long winter nap and snapping into life and bursting out in new energy and blooms, flowers, shrubs, trees, everything is just constantly reminding us of this gift of life. It's interesting. My mother and my grandmother used to always tell me that as we get older, we can sometimes become more resistant to change. And as Dr. Bob mentioned, I just recently returned to Atlanta from a week with my elderly parents in Louisiana. And it was very, very much a reminder of change for me. My mother, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease last November, has become noticeably more forgetful since my last visit just 6 months ago. And one of the things I do for my mom and my dad, they have caregivers that help them out, but one of the things I do while I'm there is I do the grocery shopping and I do the cooking. And it's great because it gives my mom a break, who really probably shouldn't be cooking very much at this point anyway. But I fix different things that, you know, she doesn't fix, and things that my dad hasn't had in a long time or probably seldom. So I think they both enjoy it and relish it. And it just really allows me to feel blessed and useful and do something wonderful for them. But in doing that, I'm in the kitchen a lot with my mom, right? And it was amazing how someone who was at one time a superhero, who took care of three kids while my dad was away and working offshore and out of town in the oil industry when I was a little kid growing up, you know, my mom was left to, you know, run the household, manage the bank accounts, keep the kids in school, get the clothes, get the meals, get the food, you know, lead the Cub Scout troop. I mean, she did everything, take us to piano lessons. I mean, there was nothing that my mom couldn't do. My dad's a superhero too in his own light, but it's, this last visit just was a very stark reminder of this person who I've always thought of as this superhero in my life is suddenly not able to decide which of three plates before her goes to my father and remember which one is for her. And so there's this dynamic that's playing out, and I've been thinking about it a lot this last week. You know, it's kind of like my life, my world, my demands going on here in Atlanta, in contrast to their lives and their situation and their needs in Louisiana. And sometimes it can get a little bit overwhelming trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to make this work? And while I was there, you know, we had meetings with my siblings and we had a meeting with my parents, and it was all very good and very constructive things that needed to be done. And when it gets a little bit overwhelming, I just stop and I take a deep breath. And it's then that I really remember how grateful I am for this wonderful teaching that I've been in a part of since 1986. And I just take a deep breath and I just realize I hit that reset button. And I know right then and there that Spirit is with me and supporting me and lifting me up no matter what challenge or what difficulties are facing me. And it's that time where I get this sense of peace and this sense of surrender. And I realize I can just kind of let all of that confusion and overwhelmingness go and know that I'm divinely guided. And I've got Spirit inside of me telling me, hey, we got this. And it's a really wonderful feeling to know, because no matter whether change is good or not so good, and sometimes it can even be a little bit of both, I know that Spirit is with me 24/7, no matter where, no matter who, no matter how, no matter what. It's always there. And that is the only constant that we really truly have in this life and in this experience along this journey of ours here on Earth. Ernest Holmes, one of my famous Ernest Holmes quotes, the founder of this teaching, wisely said, love points the way, law makes it happen. So when I personally feel overwhelmed by challenges, and most recently dealing with the situation with my parents and my mom's health, I just remember this love. And like I said, take a deep breath and go back to that. And I know that Spirit has this and will guide me, and everything will unfold just perfectly and beautifully as it should. And I think the silver lining with change perhaps can be that it really makes us aware of how precious each day and opportunity is that we have to spend with people that we love. So while I was there, I made tea and had a chat with my mom out on the front porch of their home overlooking her garden. And that always seems to bring her a lot of comfort. And it was a really wonderful talk. It was a difficult talk. But I basically started the talk out by referencing a favorite movie that I had just recently seen with my partner, Greg, The Notebook. And it's a movie that I know my mom and dad have probably watched almost as many of the 25 times that we've probably seen it. And I shared with my mom how I had recently watched it from a different perspective. And she questioned me, oh, well, what was that perspective? And I said, well, I said it made me realize that, you know, it wasn't so much about the engagement and all the good stuff in life. And that's all wonderful and that happens. But I also watched it how, you know, when we're presented with challenges in our lives, especially with people that we love, that those moments can be just as beautiful, just as precious. And when we approach them from that sense of love and we let law do the work, we're in good hands. So I encourage you, anybody, if you're having trouble facing a challenge that's presenting itself in your life, and we get those just about every single day, but if there's something that you're struggling with or have an opportunity to reach out, please grab one of our practitioners. You can contact us via our website, this www.cslmidtown.org. We've got a great, great staff of practitioners here that are so wonderfully schooled in this teaching and have a real depth of knowledge and love and experience to be able to guide you and point you along the way. So please utilize this resource. We're here to support you. And knowing that, I think it's time for an affirmative prayer. And so join me, please. I'm going to say this prayer in the first person. I want you to just relax in your seats and accept whatever resonates with you. And if something doesn't resonate with you, just throw it over your shoulder and keep going. But just join me in knowing this together. Take a deep breath. And exhale and just let it go. And know this with me. There's one infinite power, one divine wisdom, one source of all creation, one cosmic something operating throughout this universe and operating through me and each beautiful soul present right here, right now, and always. And I and each are always divinely connected to this power, to this source, to this intelligence, because it is always within me, always within each, simply waiting to be recognized and called forth. That's all we got to do. And when I recognize and call this spirit forth, I am one with the infinite creator, the same creator that created the universe, the stars, the Milky Way galaxy, the mountains, the seas, all endless, all changing, all wonderful. And when I am one with this infinite creator, I know that I am ready for any change. And in facing change, I claim divine wisdom, divine love, divine right action, divine courage. I call that forth to guide me and to guide each through any opportunity for change that presents itself. And when I do so, I recognize that I can be at ease. I can be at peace, even amongst all the change swirling around. So I am divinely guided. And spirit is always present, supporting me, supporting each, always saying yes. Always saying yes to life. Always saying yes to a greater, richer experience. Knowing this, I am so grateful for this presence of spirit that is always within me and always within each. I am grateful for this wonderful teaching, for this wonderful Center for Spiritual Living in Midtown Atlanta. I'm so grateful for Reverend Robert Dean, for Reverend Robert Brzezinski, for our wonderful support staff, for Vance, for all our practitioners, all supporting this wonderful message of love and growth and change. And I know that I am willing to just let go. I know that I'm willing to surrender because I know I have this. Spirit is within and all is good. And I release these words into the universal law, knowing it is all done. It is all good. It is all wonderful. And together we say, and so it is. Thank you. Our music this morning for reflection is a beautiful piece by Karen Drucker, and it's entitled Winds of Change. And I found this piece last week in working on the music for this Sunday, and I just thought it was so perfect. And you'll see why, and just pay some close attention to the lyrics, because it really says so much about change and how we really have everything we already need to face any change that confronts us. So thank you very much and enjoy.
Take me with you. I'm ready to go. Let the winds of change shape and blow. Now I am willing to see another part of me. Take me with you. I'm ready to go. Let the winds of change shape and blow. Now I am willing to see another part of me. Take me with you.
Take me with you.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Let the winds of change.
Let the winds of change.
Shape and blow.
Shape and blow.
Now I am willing to start a brand new chapter of my heart. Take me with you. I'm ready to go. Let the winds of change shape and blow. Now I am willing to make a choice. This new path needs my voice. Take me with you, I'm ready to go. Let the winds of change shape and blow. Now I am willing to let go. I surrender and I
am willing to let go. I surrender and I know. I surrender and I know. I surrender and I know.
The winds of change carry me. Winds of change carry me to my beloved. Winds of change carry me to my prosperity. Winds of change carry me to my health. And winds of change carry me to my opportunities to give my gifts freely and easily where they are welcomed and valued. Winds of change. That video was taken here in Playa del Carmen and is just a simple picture of wind in palm trees. The winds of change. You know, it's an interesting thing to deal with change. And we all do it every day, as Doug said, over and over. Thank you, Doug. That was such a heartfelt, beautiful presentation. We deal with change, and we can do kind of two things with it. We don't have a lot of choices about it. It just shows up in our lives. But if we really, really, really want things to remain the same as they've been, then we can really buckle down and work hard. We can build all sorts of agreements and systems and programs and things to keep us in a box and keep us holding on to what has been. We work hard to build systems and programs, and we build ideas and thoughts, and we set up belief systems that hold those ideas and thoughts so that they don't break loose and get away or change at all. And we hold them tightly. And if we work hard enough at it, the hope is that we will avoid change. At least often that's true. However, you know, and I know, that if you really want things to change, if you really want to allow the unfolding of life through you, you just got to let go. Let it go and let it flow and let it become whatever it's going to become. And, you know, we do have some control, maybe not control, but certainly direction for guiding change. It's not just about things just happening really nearly random to us. We do get to participate in the direction things often go. As I was reading and thinking about the phrase of winds of change take me to my beloved, I was aware that, you know, there are two aspects of that beloved. There's the aspect of the beloved that is me. And it's easy for me to forget sometimes because I hear and deal with many people who have already awakened to spirituality and to the truth and to what life is worth to them. But there are so many others who just, in their secret heart of hearts, don't know how wonderful they are. Don't know that they are an expression of the infinite coming forth and coming through them. Regardless of all the crazy mixed upness of it all, as we live our lives, But they get to begin to discover that beloved is really inside of each of us. So the winds of change are changing our, hopefully, our attitudes about ourselves. It's also changing the whole idea of carrying me to my lover, bringing us to that one that we love, and there are many ones perhaps that we love as we move through. I got mad one time back in California when I was a minister there and living way up in the mountains, way back in the mountains. I was loving it. I would come drive down into the city or to the town once a week, twice a week, sometimes more than that, to be at the center, to be at the church, to do the things that needed to be done. But I loved my little retreat nest up way up in the mountains. And what happened was I got mad because I got lonely. I got super lonely. I got ready to I was talking to the trees. I was talking to anybody that would listen. And most of the time it wasn't people. And so I decided that I believe in this thing called spiritual mind treatment. I believe in change. I can bring about change for myself. So I want to meet some friends, a friend at least, if not more, that would come to my door, would find me up in this little place in the mountains and want to sit down and talk or whatever. I could at least have some contact with during the time I wasn't at work. And about a week and a half, 2 weeks later, there was a knock at my door, as there often was, and it was the gas man. Yeah, the gas man. And he asked if he could use the restroom, and I said, sure. And then we started chatting. And after that, he began to schedule his trips so that he would have extra time at my cabin. And we sat and we shared coffee and we had a wonderful conversations and discussions. I heard all about his family and his wife and his kid and all the things that were going on in his life. And he heard about my life. He was kind of amazed at a minister talking like I do sometimes. And but it was a rich and wonderful friendship that only lasted until he got transferred to another route. And that was the end of that. However, it was an opportunity to take charge of the direction the change was going for me. And it was the beginning of meeting more people and getting out of my quiet solitude up in the mountains and really becoming more and more a part of that community that I was in. And it was wonderful. It was great. I loved it. So we have directions that we can go. And we often talk about in this teaching that there are four areas of life that we work on and the four areas that we look at. And we bring ourselves forward in those areas at all times. And those are health, wealth, love, and creativity. And creativity being that thing we do for work, that thing we do to create a job, to create a work, to create an opportunity to get paid, to give our gifts to others. And so we look at each of those areas independently, even though they are interconnected in many, many ways. And so that with change, we look at, how do I need and want to change each of those areas? Am I having the amount of love I want and the opportunity to love and the opportunity to participate in people's lives that I really desire? We ask the question, do I really believe what we say, that prosperity is a natural part of life? It's not something you have to make or force or bring into play, but it is a natural part of living. That if I just learn to pay attention to it and see it for what it is, then I can have an even greater experience of it. Abundance, riches. Most people reach that same level of income that they most desire or they most believe they can have based on all the things that have gone into who they are. And then health. We work in the area of health. We look at change in the area of health. How do I need to change in order for my body to be healthier, for my body to take, to function better, to take form and shape? And we learn how to do spiritual mind treatment and other kinds of processes and practices that will allow us to change our bodies, to shift our bodies. I did a lot of work around back before I was a minister and worked in mental health, worked with some folks who had multiple personalities. And I watched them change physically when they would change personalities. One of my clients would break out in pimples whenever her teenage alter would come in to play. And she would act out of that teenage space. She was a much older person than that. And then whenever that personality went away, within minutes, her pimples would go away. That's when I really learned that this whole business of the physical body is in service to our consciousness, not the other way around. Our consciousness is not at the service of our body. It's the other way around. We are here to create and experience and express. And we do that physically as well as every other way. So changing our consciousness about our bodies is an important change if we want to live more freely and more happily and more openly and more richly. Right on through. And then there's that work business. The one that gives a lot of people a hard time. When you say work, many people suddenly frown. They suddenly turn away. And yet, if you understand what your gifts are, what your best things are to do and to be and to have, and you express them, and you are paid well for them, it may not seem like hard work. I decided back, goodness, probably many, many years ago, I won't say how many, sometime in the 80s, that I wanted to live as if I were on vacation, because I liked living on vacation. I liked going to the beach. I liked being able to be free with my schedule to go and come with some things. Still wanted to work, still wanted to do a lot. If anybody that knows me knows, I'm pretty much a workaholic. And I did all of those things, and yet I did them in a way that just didn't get locked into a 9-to-5 or 8-to-5 or any of those kinds of things. And gradually built a life pretty much being on vacation. And it's been wonderful. I've loved it. I've traveled. I've been to different places. I've been to the places I wanted to go. I've still got a bunch more to go to. I have also found that thinking in terms of it being vacation and fun, my life that is, has been so much better than thinking of it as drudgery. Oh my God, I got to get up and do this today or that today. So it's been rich and easy and free. So those areas are conditional parts of our lives. It is a condition that we have prosperity. It is a condition of our health. It is a condition of our gifts, of giving and of our love. But if you take that out to the larger place, to the bigger picture, to that one energy, that one thing, it's all unconditional. We have access to an unconditional love that's in the ethers, that's in the universe, that's part of consciousness of all life. We have access to unconditional prosperity. It's only limited by our thoughts and choices about it. We have We have unconditional health. There are so many stories of people healing and being healed instantly or in a hurry. And then the freedom to give our gifts and expect to be well rewarded and then continue to live well as a result. So here we have it. We have the idea that there is, there are two choices. You can either soar in your change. You can catch that wind and ride it into the next best good thing for you, or you can crash and burn. And all of it has to do with your attitude, your ideas, the things going on in your mind. There are actually four basic ideas that you need to pay attention to. I pay attention to, so I'm suggesting it to you. The first one is intention. What is your intention when you see change coming, or when you're anticipating change, or when you just want change? What's the intention? Set that intention solid and positive and true for you. Attitude is the second one. Attitude. You know, attitude is what an airplane flies. It flies at a certain attitude, not an altitude, but an attitude. It's either this angle or that angle. Imagine if an airplane is going through the air 300 miles an hour at this angle. That's going to be a lot of drag and a lot of difficulty. However, if it's flat and smooth and going just right and slicing through the wind, it will go smoothly and easily and much more freely. Your attitude, your beliefs about life, your beliefs about yourself, your beliefs about the people around you, all of that plays into how you manage change, because attitude carries the whole thing for you. And then the other part of it is simply, what are the beliefs that you can muster, that you can adapt and adopt? If you went through horrible things as a child, can you come to a place of forgiveness? Can you come to a place where you yourself see yourself as positive, as alive, as well, as someone who is valuable, whether they do anything or not, if they just show up in the world? Can you give yourself that? And then the last part of this is in many ways the most important. What is it you really care about? When you're thinking of change, when you're thinking of soaring with change, what is it you care the most about? Not what you think you should care about. Not what you think somebody else told you you should care about, or your parents told you, or you had this implanted idea in your head that that somehow you were gonna go with this idea or go with this thing because somehow they convinced you it was right or it was the best thing or it would please your parents or it would please somebody else or whatever. But what's the stuff that you care most about? I had a prayer partner a few years ago. I still have the prayer partner, but we were in the process of going through and learning. We made a decision. We wanted to learn as much technology as we possibly could, to learn all about the technology of this work, to learn all about the technology of broadcasting and all the things we wanted to do for our work and our ministries. We were praying together, and we were doing treatment. We were discussing, a lot of discussing of various technical issues, reading about, you know, we became professional calendar keepers, and we became professional schedule keepers, and we were just eating it up with all that kind of stuff, management. And one day, my partner, Reverend John, said, you know what? We are working a lot of hours every week to try and master this technology. And the truth is, I don't care about it. And I went, huh, I really don't either. And that ended our conversations about how to do technology. And we adapted and adopted the idea of just hiring people. You hire somebody else to do it, that knows how to do it, that's got it, that loves it, that lives it, that breathes it, that moves it. And they get to give their gifts. And I get to receive. And I don't have to figure all that out anymore. That's why we have Robert Przinski. He does this wonderful broadcast. And thank you, Robert. Yes. So find out what you really care about and stick with that, because that's what matters. So I'll close with these thoughts, these ideas. Winds of change, carry me above the fray, in the world, but not of it. Wearing my body like a loose garment, plunging into laughter, into joy, into peace, and into the consciousness of heaven. Life is good. Life is rich. And life is meaningful. And I guarantee you, when it's not, the winds of change will take you out of there and take you to a whole nother way of being. This is my truth. I'm grateful for it, and so it is. So I'd like to invite you to join me, if you will, for a few moments of meditation and quiet. As we just settle into this place, to this moment, wherever you're sitting, wherever you happen to be, and just breathe. Notice what a great thing air is and breath is. One of the greatest ways to embrace change and to flow with change is gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude. And so I take a moment and I recognize that change is upon me. Wherever I am, whoever I am, whatever part of the life and the world I'm in. And that change doesn't have to be a bad thing. That change can be a good thing. This change can be an opportunity for me to love and learn. An opportunity for me to get clearer about my belief, my faith, my hope. And so I recognize that this, the one constant that Doug mentioned, is the presence of the infinite, the presence of spirit, the presence of life. And it is right here, right now with me, as it always has been and always will be. Feeding life to me, inviting me along the path of change as I grow and shift and find new experiences and new ways to be in the world. I am so grateful for this wonderful life itself. As I face changes in front of me, I recognize that they are the opportunity for growth. If my mind is filled with problems or possibilities of horror or any of those things that are going on or seem to be going on, I take a deep breath, I let it go, and I let go of the fear, because I know the very presence of God is with me in this moment. And this moment. And this moment. And this moment. And I spend some time today quietly, allowing my senses and my emotions and my consciousness to feel that oneness, that connection, that presence of God. I see it in the palm trees. I hear it in the water. It's all around me. And I give thanks. I give thanks for this truth. I give thanks for this reality. I let it be the truth for me, because it absolutely is. And so it is. Thank you. And now Doug is going to talk a little more about our center and how we thrive.
Thank you, Dr. Bob Dean, for those wise words of wisdom on the winds of change, coming from such a heartfelt place. And speaking of coming from a heartfelt place, I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate this teaching in the center that has been a part of my life, a vital part of my life, since 1986. I just can't imagine where I would be spiritually without it. And we come now to the point in our program where if something here resonated with you and has moved you and touched you, it's a really good thing. And it's a really good thing to support this teaching and to support this wonderful center in ways that we can continue to be able to share this message, this wonderful teaching with others, to transform not only our own spiritual community through the winds of change, but through our civic communities and our cities and our nation and even out into our world. But it all starts with us, and it all starts with giving. And so I encourage each and every one of you out there, if you feel so inclined, you can reach out to our center. It's very easy. You can go online to our website at www.cslmidtown.org. We have a little toggle on there where you can click to give, or we even have an address where you can mail in a contribution if you so feel inclined to do so. And I just want to thank you in advance for any support. We greatly appreciate your presence, and we greatly appreciate your supporting of this wonderful teaching, which has such a rich culture and place in this world. So thank you so much for that. And if you would now join me for our affirmation of prosperity and read it aloud with me as we say, I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Thank you. And now just for a few quick announcements. Please join us next Sunday, April 18th, where we're going to be stepping into the unknown again, continuing on our monthly theme. Dr. Bob Dean will be giving us a talk called Blessitation. I'm excited. I can't wait to hear this one. Also, as a little reminder, on the following Sunday, April 25th, we have the Reverend Elisha, who joined us last month. He's going to be returning again as our guest speaker on April 25th. So mark your calendars. It's going to be awesome. I know it was really wonderful last time that he was our presenter and guest for our center. Our spiritual empowerment sessions are Tuesday, April 13th. Please join us from 12 to 12:30 p.m. That's done through the Zoom meeting and chat room. And you can find this on the CSL website and just access it with the same security code that you used to get to us here today. And then we also have our Wisdom on Wednesdays service. That'll be this Wednesday, April 14th from 7 to 8 p.m. It's going to be a follow-up on the visioning work that has been done previously. And again, you can find us there at the Zoom chat room with the same password and everything that you use to find this meeting here. Please share on your Facebook page, our CSL Midtown Sunday broadcast with your friends and family, your Facebook friends and family. Post the link so that your friends and family can join us. Who knows? They might just hear something that they love and cherish too. We also have our Sunday morning Science of Mind discussion group. They meet at 10 o'clock, again in the Zoom chat room. You can find all this information on our website as well. They're using the 365 Science of Mind textbook, A Year of Daily Wisdom, some very beautiful daily meditations and affirmative prayers that were written by Ernest Holmes. This discussion group is really wonderful and rich, and it's also very interactive, so something really nice to do. And again, please reach out if you need prayer work or have any problems or challenges or changes that you might be facing in your own life. We're here to support you. We're going to gently guide you along your way, and you can reach these practitioners on our cslmidtown.org website and also send in a prayer request treatment. There's a little toggle that you can click on to make that happen. So thank you for being present with us this morning. And I'm going to now turn this back over to Dr. Bob Dean.
Hi there. Okay. So let us wrap up with our affirmation of life. Here it is on the screen. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way. Knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. See you next week.